After months of delays and mishaps, Shell Oil began drilling in the Arctic yesterday. But as KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports, the operation isn't off to a smooth start.
When the Noble Discoverer drill rig cut into the Chukchi seafloor Sunday morning, it was the first time in more than two decades that an oil company had drilled in the U.S. Arctic. Shell was triumphant, spokesperson Curtis Smith.
It's an exciting day for Shell, for Alaska, and hopefully the beginning of another important chapter in Alaska's oil and gas history.
The triumph was short-lived, though. Just a few hours later, the Noble Discoverer had to disconnect from the well site and get out of the way of a massive island of sea ice bearing down on the area.
It's about 30 miles long. It's about 12 miles wide. And it's moving about 0.3 to 0.5 knots. It's, it varies in thickness, of course, but in its thickest area, we estimate it to be around 25 meters thick. So that's pretty substantial.
Smith says operations could be shut down for several days while the island moves past the drill site.
When we worked on the Chukchi Sea and the Beaufort in the 1980s and 1990s, this happened then, so it's not unusual. I think the key there, of course, is just having a heads-up approach and making sure that you see what's coming.
This incident is just the latest in a series of snafus for the oil giant. Sea ice postponed the start of the drilling season, then the Noble Discoverer ran adrift during a storm in Unalaska, and most recently, permitting problems have kept Shell's oil spill containment barge tied up at the dock in Washington State. Shell received permission to start drilling without the barge on site, but the company is limited to drilling into rock layers above the oil reserves they're trying to prove exist. Even if the barge receives its final permits this week, it won't make it to the Arctic before the end of the Chukchi drilling season. Shell has asked the Interior Department to extend the season beyond September 24th, but Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has said previously that he won't even consider it until the barge is finished. That could mean it will be another year before Shell can obtain definitive proof that there's an oil bonanza hiding below the Arctic seafloor. But Shell's Curtis Smith says the company isn't discouraged by all the problems.
The way we're looking at it is drilling, and the only question remaining for this season is how much we drill before we run out of time.
Shell had originally planned to drill five exploratory wells this summer. At this point, one or two is more likely. The company still hasn't received permits to start drilling in the Beaufort Sea, where its other drill rig, the Kulik, is waiting out the end of the fall subsistence whale hunt. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.